The National Rifle Association is speaking out against companies that are cutting ties with the group after the school shooting in Florida. The companies, including MetLife, United Airlines, Delta, and Hertz, announced they were ending discounts to NRA members. The NRA tweeted that the announcements were a shameful display of political and civic cowardice that would not scare or distract a single NRA member. Derek Thompson is senior editor at The Atlantic. He joins us now from New York. Hi, Derek.
Hey, Jeremy.
So the NRA says it has more than 5 million members. They pay an annual fee of about $40, and they get a range of discounts. How big a deal is this boycott to the NRA?
Economically, it's not that big of a deal. Politically, however, it may be quite a big deal. First, on the economics, I mean, these discounts are commonly offered by large companies to large associations like the NRA, like the AARP. They amount to something like a small discount on flying to the NRA annual meeting. MetLife had an auto insurance plan where they gave NRA members a $50 benefit each year of claim-free driving. I mean, this is like ho-hum stuff, right? This is saving maybe a total of $50 to $100
right.
a year. That's not going to be a huge deal in getting people to sign up for the NRA. But politically, it's really significant. This is one of the first times, the first time I can remember, that corporate America has essentially ganged up on the NRA, which is among the most fearsome of political lobbyist institutions. So I think economically, like I said, not significant. Politically, a pretty big deal.
And when you look at the individual companies, Delta's reaching out to the NRA to let them know we will be ending their contract for discounted rates through our group travel program. We will be requesting that the NRA remove our information from their website. As we mentioned, United also did the same thing. And American Airlines came out and tweeted, "To clarify questions we've received today, American does not offer discounted group travel rates to the NRA." But Derek, one company that has come under fire on social media for not ending a discount is FedEx. It has not ended its 26% discount to NRA members. Is there any risk for FedEx there?
Yeah, there's a risk. FedEx is making a bet that it can ride this out without a major boycott. And it should be said that FedEx is distinct from the companies you've named, like United and Delta, in a few ways. First of all, it's not quite a consumer brand in the same way. A lot of FedEx business is B2B, and so they're not
business
appealing.
Business to business is what you mean.
Business to business, exactly. So they're not appealing explicitly to consumers. What's more, you know, FedEx is headquartered in Tennessee. That's a red state. So it's possible that its board of directors is a little bit further to the right of the board of directors of national airline companies. But it should be said that things can change quickly. Within a 12-hour period, Delta went from defending its relationship with the NRA as, quote, routine, to, within half a day, requesting that the association remove all information dealing with Delta from its website. So this stuff can change very quickly.
And there is already a call from the Boycott NRA social media movement for tech companies like Apple, Google, and Amazon to cut ties because these companies stream NRA videos. Is that likely to gain any traction?
I don't know. It's tough to make a prediction right now, except simply to say that, you know, clearly there's an aspect of herding behavior here. It can be a little bit like, imagine a slow motion avalanche, that as more companies join this movement to pull away from the NRA, it builds momentum, builds pressure for those few remaining companies in the spotlight of political activists to change their relationship with the NRA as well. I was online looking at some of the social activism on Twitter. There's one message with more than 30,000 retweets that sends people to an Amazon Twitter page that is pre-filled with text demanding that Amazon stop streaming NRA TV. So this is clearly a movement that picked up late last week, is continuing, and I would be surprised if no other companies joined along.
It does seem like corporations are taking a role that they haven't in the past. I'm thinking back to when so many companies pulled their members off of President Trump's corporate advisory
Yes.
boards because of what happened in Charlottesville and his response to that. Are you seeing a new era of corporate activism?
I absolutely am. America's corporate community has become, I think, a quiet defender of socially liberal causes. You can go back to, all the CEOs that left the president's business council after Charlottesville. You can also go back to the NCAA pulling the March Madness games out of North Carolina after the transgender bathroom bill. You can go back to 2017, a letter signed urging the president to protect the Dreamers. You can go back to 2015, nearly 400 companies filed an amicus brief urging the Supreme Court to legalize same-sex marriage, including basically every major company in America. So it's interesting because on the one hand, clearly these are companies that benefit from Republican economic policy, like the corporate tax cut, but they also have moved pretty significantly to the left of Republicans on social causes. And as a result, you often see them nudging Republicans from the left.
That's Derek Thompson, senior editor at The Atlantic. We'd love to hear your thoughts on all these companies that have come out and said no more discounts for NRA members. You can weigh in at hereandnow.org. Derek, thank you.
Thank you.